You are supposed to guard the mechatos. They are supposed to be kept in safekeeping and watched. And you're allowed to give it to a watchman to keep an eye on it. But if the watchman performs a malacha, then he passels the mechatos because he is standing in place of the owner while he is watching it. At the same time, also, if somebody gives his mechatos to somebody who is tamei, then the mechatos is pasul as well, because somebody who's tamei is not considered a proper guard, a proper watchman. So, shnayim shayu shomrim es hashokes. You had a trough which they filled with water, spring water that was going to be used for mechatos, and there are two watchmen, nitma achas mehem, and one of them becomes tamei. Ksherim, they are kasherim nei shehen b'rishuso shel sheni. The remaining watchman is enough, and since he is not tamei, there is at least one person who is tahar watching the mechatos, and that's good enough. Tahar, if the first person who became tamei then became tahar, he was a very short-term tumah, and he went to the mikvah, and now he's tahar. And then v'nitma sheni, the other person became tamei, k'sherim, they are still kasher, m'nei shehem b'rishuso shel rishon, because the water is considered to be under the guard of the first guy who is now tahar again. So as long as one of them is tahar at all times, no matter whether his tahara was interrupted in the meantime, it doesn't matter. But nitmu shnehem ka'achas, if both of them stepped on a sheretz at the same time and both became tamei simultaneously, then psulin, because there is no tahar person watching the mayim that is being used for mechatos. Also, echad mehen malacha. Similarly, if you have two watchmen and one of them does a malacha, he's not paying any attention, so he goes to juggle some fruit or go send a text message, and he does a malacha. Ksherin, the waters are still kasher, mnei shem b'rishuso shel sheni, because the second guard did not perform a malacha. So there's at least one person guarding who is innocent of the malacha charge. Amad, and then if the first person stopped doing his malacha and resumed watching the mechatos, and then the other one, ba'asasheni malacha ksherin, they are kasher again, mipnei shehein b'rishuso shel rishon, because now they're under the guard of the first one. Even though the first one had done a milacha previously, but his current act of watching is not being interrupted by a milacha. So just like the tumah case, the same thing is true. As long as one of them is not puzzled, for some reason everything is fine. On the other hand, if they both did a malacha and decided to pick up something heavy and schlep it up both together, then psulin, then the water is pasul, because it never has one watchman who is either not doing a malacha or not tahar. Mishnah Beis, Hamakadish Mechatos, somebody who sanctifies the Mechatos by putting the ashes into the spring water, Lo Yin Ol Es Hasandal, he can't wear sandals, he should do it barefoot. Why? She'im naflu mashkin al hasandal nitma v'tim ahu. If the mechatos falls on a sandal, then the sandal becomes tamei. Because even tahar liquids affect mechatos as being tamei. We'll explain this later on in Perek Yud. So if they fall on a keli, like a sandal, then the keli is considered tamei for chatos. And therefore, so in this situation, there's a machshir, liquid falls on the sandal, even if it's mechatos that falls on the sandal, that renders it mekabel tuma, and then the chatos is considered to be falling on a tamei keli, and then the sandal brings the tuma bitim ahu and conveys tuma to the person. Because a keli that becomes tamei from liquids conveys that tuma to a person when it comes to the mechatos, at least. So what we're seeing then is that if the mechatos fell on his skin directly, which is going to be a case momentarily, he would have been fine. But if the mechatos falls on his sandal, then the sandal becomes tamei and makes him tamei, at least for the purposes of chatos, and now the mechatos becomes tamei because it's being handled by a tamei person. Harehu Omer, and so the person can say to his shoe, and this is the first of several conversations we will have for the rest of this parak, where somebody or something has a rhetorical statement, where the person says to his own shoe, Mitam echa lo tim uni, what made you tamei, the liquid, would not have made me tamei. Liquid that falls on a person's skin does not make him tamei. However, v'ata tim esani, But you, my shoe, made me tame. So what fell on you wouldn't have made me tame if it fell on me. But because it fell on you and you were attached to me, you made me tame. So the kal made it worse than the chamur. The actual tame liquid itself, which in this case is not tame liquid, but the actual mechatos itself that falls on me wouldn't have made me tame, but you made me tame because something fell on you. Naflu mashkin al basaro tahar. And that's why the Mishnah then continues by saying, if liquids fell upon the skin of the person preparing mechatos, he is tahar. Because liquids do not make a person tame unless he touches them with his hands. If it touches the rest of his body, it does not work that way. And we learned this all the way back in Masechta Chagiga. Naflu al kisuso nitmeis v'timatu. Similarly, if the liquids fell on his clothing, so the first case was a sandal, this case is going to be his garment, then the garment becomes tame, and v'timatu, the garment conveys the tuma to him. Just like the sandal would, so too the garment would as well. Hareza Omer, and this person can then say, as it were, to his clothing, Matamecha lo timuni. What would have fallen on my skin would not have made me tame, va'ata timei sani. But what fell on you that made you tame, because you are clothed on my clothing my body, that made me tame as well. And so again, he's talking to the inanimate object, but it's kind of a logic puzzle that he's saying. What hits me directly doesn't make me tame, but what hits you and then you are upon me, that does make me tame, which is a little counterintuitive, which is why we have this imaginary conversation. At the same time, so why don't we say what we said at the beginning when we said he shouldn't wear sandals and he should do it barefoot? Because he can't go naked to make the mechatas. That would be completely improper. And so as a result, he has to be very, very careful that his garments are not touched by any liquid in any case. So in fact, we can't use the same solution that we use for the shoes for the clothing, but we can have the same argument with the clothing that we had with the shoes.